USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions in Texas were without power on Tuesday as a powerful winter storm brought several inches of snow, ice, and dangerously cold temperatures, overwhelming the power grid with demand for heat and electricity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state has opened hundreds of warming centers for residents without power. He tells Fox News about the other steps being taken to recover from the storm.
We have the National Guard deployed across the state, as well as the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Texas Transportation Division, even Texas Parks and Wildlife, working with local officials to make sure that our fellow Texans, they will be taken care of during this trying time. But our same goal at the same time is to make sure that we have ERCOT working around the clock, as well as working with the energy generators to make sure they get the energy back online so people can get back in their homes and get back to normal as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will try to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Republican lawmakers have asked the Speaker for details about what she knew about security threats ahead of the 6th. Representative Mike Turner says that Capitol Police presented the House's sergeant-at-arms with evidence that there could be violence that day. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that Pelosi needs to address what happened with that intelligence.
That he had informed the Sergeant of Arms, and the Sergeant of Arms had declined that additional support. Now, everyone assumes, and the understanding is, that the Sergeant of Arms reports directly to the Speaker of the House. He would certainly have gone to her and to her office and requested, and given them the information and requested guidance before he would have rejected that additional protection. So this is going to be pretty important, because if it turns out that Nancy Pelosi turned down additional protection for the Capitol, she may have, in the end, brought forth articles of impeachment because she turned down appropriate protection for the Capitol.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New York's governor is facing even more pressure as more scrutiny is placed on his decisions involving nursing homes during the pandemic. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, blamed the staff of New York nursing homes for the record-high death toll that was brought about by mandating infected people be put into nursing homes. The directive was issued by Governor Cuomo.
COVID did not get into the nursing homes by people coming from hospitals. COVID got into the nursing homes by staff walking into the nursing home.
As gathered by Fox News cameras, some New Yorkers aren't buying it.
We're calling for Cuomo to resign. We're calling for de Blasio to resign. They have not listened to public health. They have not listened to advocates. We're saying that your actions have killed.
It's just really sad, but it's also good that now other people are seeing him for who he really is.
It's estimated well over 15,000 people died under Governor Cuomo's mandate. The exact number is still unknown as politics was being played during record-keeping and subsequent cover-up by Cuomo's office. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And crowds will return to the stands at the Australian Open on Thursday after COVID restrictions were lifted in Melbourne. The state of Victoria was placed under a 5-day lockdown last week after a number of new infections in the suburbs of Australia's second-largest city. Fans will be able to return in time for the tournament's semifinals and finals, though the number of people allowed in has yet to be determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.